You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Taylor.
And Sam.
And today we are going to be doing one of our favorite episodes. It's all about the funny things that our kids have said recently. So, Yes, we're talking about that, which I always really enjoy doing this. It always makes me laugh.
Yes, because kids are funny and they do, I'm just going to say, they do dumb shit. Yeah.
They say dumb shit. They say just the craziest things sometimes.
Yep.
So, but before we get started, I bought something yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know if a lot of people are going to do this, but I bought the new Britney Spears memoir.
Yeah?
I bought it. Bought it off of Amazon.
Really?
It was sold out in paperback, so I got it in a hardback cover.
How much did it cost?
$20. And I'm really excited about it.
Oh my God. I bet it's our generation that buys it.
Yeah, 100%. Because I talked about it today at school. I was like, you guys, keep in mind, like, I teach high school kids, which, like, you would think that they're, like, up to date on
the podcast. I probably think she's just some crazy old bitch.
That is probably what they think now. Because I was like, guess what I did? And they were like, what? Said about the Britney Spears memoir. And they were like, who's Britney Spears? And I was like, oh my God.
Now, think back. Imagine you say that phrase back in the cafeteria in 2007, 2006, and you like get to the table and you're like, guys, guess what I bought? And you're like, Britney Spears CD. And everyone's like, yes.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, I feel like I'm really excited about this Britney Spears memoir, and the kids kind of poo-pooed all over it today at school, but I'm excited. Can't really read all about it. Yeah, I'll let you borrow it if you want to borrow it. Yeah, if I can get through it. I hope I can get through it because, like, it seems like it's going to have a lot of information in there. I don't know. I haven't gotten it yet. It should be coming tomorrow in the mail.
Okay. If it's not too big, maybe we should make – I know we've been terrible about our book club, but we should make it like a book club book.
That could be fun. Could be fun.
It's not a mom book. It's just a book.
Yeah, just a book about she is a mom.
But it's not about, like,
I believe she probably talks about.
Probably, yeah.
I would imagine that she probably talks about it, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all I have to share about that. But I do have some funny things that my kids have done, and I've been holding on to some of these stories for a while. We've talked a lot, like, just the two of us for a minute, but I felt like some of these stories just weren't, like, super appropriate to bring up depending on the topic that we talked about. So, like, one of the stories that we talked about was, like, my dog dying. It's like, I don't really know if this is, like, an appropriate moment for us to bring up some of the funny things that our kids have been doing. But anyway, so we went to swim with Sam and Luke at her parents' house. Like, it was like the first week
of school. Then this is like a while ago.
Yeah, this was a minute ago. And so before we left, I'm feeding the kids dinner. And my daughter, you know, she's in preschool. She is five. She's an old preschooler. So like next year she'll be going into kindergarten, but her birthday's in August. So she missed the cutoff by like less than a month.
Yeah.
So she's talking to me about her day, and she's a lot like me where I get a little long-winded and people stop listening to me. So like sometimes she'll talk and then eventually like I kind of tone out, like I zone out, and then I'm like just eating my food, and then eventually she'll say something and I zone back in and I'm like, what did you just say? So that was happening. She was telling me all about her day, and I kind of like tuned out for a second. So I'm like eating my food or my son screaming or whatever. Regardless, I stopped listening to her. And then all of a sudden she says, and then he kissed me and I woke up. And I said, what was that? Did you say someone kissed you? And she goes, yeah. Yeah. In the NPR. And I was like, what's the NPR? And she's like, I don't know. It's a room at school. And
a multi-purpose room.
Multi-purpose room, yes. And I was like, someone kissed you in the NPR? And she goes, yeah. Yeah, someone kissed me. And I was like, well, who, why was that something that was happening? And she goes, well, we were playing Deep Sleeping Princesses. And I was like, Deep Sleeping Princesses. You guys were playing Deep Sleeping Princesses. And she goes, yeah, you know, the princess falls into a deep sleep and she's in that box, you know, that glass box. And then the prince has to come and kiss her and wake her up. I was like, uh-huh. Okay. So you were the deep sleeping princess in this situation. And she goes, yeah. And then he came over and he kissed me. And I was like, okay, cool. That's interesting. So we're going to wait until your daddy gets home and we're probably going to talk about this together. So Brandon comes home and I'm like, hey, you should tell your daddy what you just told me about preschool. So eventually I get her to tell him what happened. And his reaction was very different than mine. Like mine was like, tell me more about this, while also trying not to laugh because it's pretty funny. Like, who comes up with this? Deep sleeping princesses. What? So, like, I'm, like, trying not to laugh because it's very creative. But also, like, I should probably figure out what's going on with my kid at school. Meanwhile, Brandon comes home and he was like, we don't kiss people at school. And she was like, well, I didn't kiss him. He kissed me. And he was like, I don't care who's been kissing who. We don't kiss people at school. Where was your teacher when this happened? And she was like, I don't know. She was there. She just wasn't watching us. And he was like, what was she doing? She's like, I don't know. Probably playing with some other kid. And he was like, do I need to email your teacher to tell her that you've been kissing boys at school? And she's like, no. Oh, no, no, you don't need to do that. And he was like, then we do not kiss boys at school. And she was like, okay. But I didn't kiss him. He kissed me. And he was like, well, where did he kiss you? And she goes, in the NPR. And he's like, no. Like, where? Like, did he kiss you on your lips? Did he kiss you on your forehead? And she's like, oh, he kissed me on my cheek. He kissed me on my cheek. He goes, okay. Well, at least it was on your cheek. I guess it could be worse. I don't know. So then the next week, she comes home. And she tells me that some other kid, not the same kid, different kid, kissed her at school. And I was like, well, where did this happen in the NPR again? Were you playing Deep Sleeping Princesses? And she goes, no, it wasn't at early care. And I was like, well, that's good. Did any teachers see it? And she goes, no, nobody saw it. And I said, okay, well, where did he kiss you? And she goes, on my leg. I was like, oh my god. Kiss you on your leg? That's not good. Shouldn't be kissing you anywhere, but definitely not on your legs. And she was like, I know. I don't know. I didn't kiss him. He kissed me. And then she's been coming home with all kinds of pictures. Like, it's almost every day, Sam. She comes home with drawings and colorings and pictures from all these different boys in her class. And she already comes home with so much stuff in the first place.
Little boys draw her pictures and send them home with her.
Yes.
What does she say about this?
She doesn't say anything. She's like, look, he drew me a picture. Look, he drew me a picture. Like, well, that's very nice. Like, one of the boys draws the same exact picture like 6 or 7 times, and all of them go home to her with her. It's just like a square. He draws like a square and says, this is for my daughter, and writes her name on it, or someone else writes her name on it. And then it gets put in her folder and it's brought home. And so I'm like, well, this
you
is
know
like
what Natalie missed, or oops. Look at that up. You know, your daughter needs to tell him to say, your mommy might like that picture. Maybe it should go home with you.
That's a good idea. Maybe she should do that.
Yeah, teach her those words.
Yeah. Well, at first, it was just these random boys that were making her pictures and sending them home. Well, now she's got a crush. Has your daughter developed any crushes on boys at school?
We don't talk about crushes because I don't want it to be a thing. But my oldest definitely has a very big interest in a boy in class.
Okay. Well, at least that's normal, I guess.
Yeah, she came home after she got her hair cut and she was admiring herself, like brushing her hair with her hands in the bathroom in front of the mirror. And she goes, he says his name and she goes, he's really going to like my hair tomorrow.
Mm.
And my husband was in the laundry room folding and he goes, who? And I was like, don't even make it a thing, Luke. I like whispered, I was like, I'm pretty sure she likes him, but we're not going to have that be a thing. He is a friend. If he's a nice friend, that's good. If he's not a nice friend, then that's bad. Then she, but yeah, so she talks about like she even because for her birthday coming up in December, it's hard. Like a lot of schools will say only all girls in the class or the whole class or like one gender. If you're going to invite a gender to the birthday party, only one gender or only the whole class. But like, so last year it was only one gender or the whole class. Well, this year I told my oldest, I said, well, where we booked your party at, because her birthday's in the middle of the winter, it's kind of hard to do like a birthday party at your house or outside. And I was like, well, where we booked at it, like we have more friends that don't go to your school than do, so we can only invite all of the girls. And oh my god, you would have thought she was being murdered. She was like threw the biggest fit. She like threw herself to the ground. She's like, but he has to come to my party.
Aww.
He has to. And I was like, you know what, I'll reach out to your teacher. And this, and because I was like, if, and she agreed, she said, that's fine. Just make sure you ask. So I said, I asked your teacher, do you mind if I write so-and-so's name on like an invite and you give it in his folder without anybody seeing? And she said, absolutely, that's fine. She goes, just put all of the invites in the folder and I'll slip them in their folder before they go home. I was like, okay, thank you. But yeah, and then when I told my oldest, she's like, wait. You invited him? And I was like, yes. And so we had a big ordeal. I talked to her. I said, you don't even talk about invites at school. You don't want friends to be sad that they're not invited. Like, I don't want it to be a thing. I don't want it to be that kid that made other kids sad that they didn't come to the party.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, she's so excited. So ecstatic that we invited him. So ecstatic. And then my youngest was really upset that she didn't get to invite her two little boy crushes to her older sister's party. She's actually really pissed. She's like, I wanted so-and-so and so-and-so to come. And my oldest goes, well, it's my party.
That's funny.
I know. Yeah.
Wow. It's like, it's such like uncharted territory. Like, I don't know. I don't know what to tell my 5-year-old about her boy crush. Like, it started off like her just mentioning like, oh, Ashton was here one day. I'm like, oh, that's nice. And then she's like, well, he only comes to school on these days. So he's not there all the time. She's there all the time. He's only there like part time. So then she's like, well, this kid's here on Mondays and Wednesdays. And this kid's here on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
She's got a boyfriend on all the days, but separate days.
Yeah, I don't really know. It seems like Tuesdays and Thursdays are her special days because she knows what his favorite color is.
Oh.
And she picks out her outfits in the morning only if they
based have off of those colors.
She has to wear, she is very adamant that she has to wear red on Tuesdays and Thursdays because that is his favorite color.
Whoa, that's dedication.
I know. She's like, last week, Sam, I'm not even kidding. Last week, she had her five-year doctor appointment, like where she gets the shots and the vaccines and all the did things.
Did you tell the doctor about him?
No.
We should go to I love, but, I love your pediatrician.
Yes. So she, but she did before her, like the end of the appointment, our doctor was like, just so you know, you're probably, you're going to have to get three shots today. And she's like, it's okay. Mommy and I talked about it. I hope I get a sparkly Band-Aid. And she was like, we'll make sure that you get a sparkly Band-Aid. And she's like, I can't wait to show my friends tomorrow. They're going to love it. So she's so excited about her sparkly Band-Aids that she got for getting her three shots. And then the next morning, it was a very big debacle because she had, she has three Band-Aids on her shoulders or close to her shoulders, pretty high up on her arms from getting those shots. But it's like 50 something degrees outside.
Oh, so no one could see them.
Yeah. So I was like, so here's what you can do. You can wear a short sleeve dress if you'd like. And then you can wear a jacket. And when you get to school, you can take the jacket off and show your friends. And she was like, but that's not red. I'm like, okay, well, you can wear your red dress for your friend that you really like, or you can wear short sleeves and then take your jacket off and show your friends your Band-Aids. So what's more important? Are the Band-Aids more important to you or the red dress? Is that more important? And she goes, Band-Aids. And I said, okay, then there we go. We made a decision. Now you can wear short sleeves and show your friends your Band-Aids. And then she comes downstairs in the red dress. I was like, so you changed your mind? She's like, yeah, it's fine. They don't need to see my Band-Aids. I was like, okay.
Sounds that's good. Your dedication. She is going to be a very, that her love language must be like showing affection to other people very much.
Yeah, I definitely think that that is how she is. So it is something else. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm not looking forward to this whole, like, liking so-and-so. And
yeah.
It, my husband's not looking forward to it either.
Yeah, I'm sure that's.
It's just, like,
a very large portion of adolescence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Well, and my girls are so close in age. I joke with Luke. I'm like, what if they like the same guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then we have an issue there.
Mm-hmm. That's a very.
But I was like, they're literally 16 months apart. That could totally happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Definitely could. Yeah. I'm glad I don't have to worry about that.
We'll be fighting over clothes, makeup, shoes, dresses. And maybe boys
in the house.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me pretty fabulous.
Yeah. I'm glad that I don't have to worry about my son liking anybody for hopefully a minute. Hopefully a minute. I don't have to worry about that. Oh my God. I just have to worry about him like not peeing his pants.
Yeah. If he's going to like someone, maybe it'll be my youngest.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of my youngest, I had to step out of the room before Taylor and I started recording because you all know we recorded with Drew Vernon from Tony's, the marketing director, and we love our Tonys. Both Taylor and I.
Did you see that they have new Tonys?
They do. Yes.
Yeah, clever Tonys or whatever. I don't really understand it, but it seems cool.
Yeah. And so I was like, "Hey, Tay, hold on, I gotta go." One of the kids put their Tonys really loud. And usually it's my youngest. Usually, like, and if she really just doesn't want to go to bed, like, she blares it. It sounds like a rock band in her bedroom usually. And I have to go in there and turn it down or say, you know, if I have to come back in here, I'll take all the Tonys out of your room. No more Tonys in bed. And so I walk in her room and her Tonys aren't on. It's her, she's singing, like, full on, like, loud ass singing. And I look at her and I go, hey, and it's like 9 o'clock. And I was like, hey, and she's three. I'm like, you need to go to bed. It is not nighttime. She's like, Mom. I was like, for this reason, because she likes her door cracked. She will listen really well when I tell her. I will, because you told me this. Your oldest doesn't comes out of a room or doesn't do something before bed. You shut her door, and she likes her cracked. Well, that's my youngest now. So I was like, all right, you know what? You lost the privileges. Doors being shut. I shut the door. But as I was walking away, I was like, oh my God, I thought that was the fucking Tony, and it's her laying in bed singing. I don't even know what the hell she's singing. She was singing. And all I could think of was, if she wakes her older sister, I'm going to whoop her butt.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Yeah. Do your kids ever fight over the Tonys?
They each have the moves that they like. And my kids actually, like, play with the Tonys. So it's not, they're not just musical items in my house. They are characters. And they play with them as they're with their Barbies. Like, they're their Barbies' kids.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, so like all of our Tonys have a role in their imaginatory play.
That's cool.
Yeah, so most of the time, like my youngest is obsessed with Elsa and Anna Tony because we have so many. We maybe have 15, 20 Tonys. I don't even know where half of them are anymore because they're strewn about in the playroom. And my youngest loves Elsa and Anna Tony, and if they're not in a room, I can usually find them in the Barbie convertible because they're taking a ride with the Barbies.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So she'll be like, oh no, my Tonys, where's Elsa and Anna? And I'll be like, are they in the playroom? She'll go, yeah. And I usually know exactly where to look. They're usually on the couch in the Barbie house, in the Barbie convertible, or like somewhere else in the Barbie house.
So funny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And then my oldest likes the sky, the Everest. Right now, Masha and the Bear, which I hate Masha and the Bear so much.
Yeah.
Such a terrible show. And we have Pooh Bear, but she's been listening to Masha. Sometimes she gets scared of the sky one.
So is that Paw Patrol?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like she says, and it's this one phrase, she's like, and they talk about a pig, mommy. I'm like, how is that scary? She's like, but you can't leave when they say it. You have to stay in my room. I'm like,
really talking about
room for that?
What's happening?
I don't know. I guess they like talk about like different like scenes of the show, and they mention like something with a pig, and obviously it's probably not scary. But for some reason in her mind, she thinks it's scary. So usually I'm like, just tap the side of the Tony and skip it.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but your daughter. And my daughter at soccer practice last night, they were two peas in a pod. Well, first off.
Really? Brandon said that my daughter got a little physical.
No, she did very good. And they laughed through the entire thing.
Right, well, that's
she
good.
Hip checked my oldest when they were going for the ball. It was so fucking funny. I started laughing so hard. And then both of them couldn't stop laughing after that moment. They laughed the entire time.
That's hilarious.
And then they were standing in line, and your oldest is screaming bloody murder, and they're both just standing there screaming and cheering everybody on. And finally, I had to turn to your oldest, and I was like, because one of the girls on the team put her fingers in her ears.
Oh, yeah.
In front of your oldest, right. And I was like, hey. I was like, she doesn't want to hear you scream anymore. Let's not do that. And she's like, all right, Miss Sam. So upset. Like, okay, fine, whatever. Okay. But yeah, when we were leaving, because your oldest loves to give mine hugs, which is fine. Like they're besties. They're two peas in a pod.
And well, so, for like, the longest time, like you guys would come over to our house and my daughter would come running out of the
barreling in.
Pick your daughter up in a huge hug.
Yeah.
For a while she did not like that. So
yeah. My oldest loves affection, but like she gets like even just with too much affection, she almost like feels smothered. She even does it with us. So it's not like your daughter either. It's just like I think it's a sensory thing.
I get it.
But she is like hugging my oldest as my oldest is about to get in the car. And then all of a sudden they start whispering because Brandon and I were talking. So then Brandon like steps away and walks away, starts going to the car. And all I hear my oldest go, hey, you need to talk to your mommy. And I hear her go, why? And she goes, we need to get a slumber party set up. We need to do a sleepover. And they're whispering about it.
Oh, man.
And I look at Brandon and I go, they're already scheming, man.
Oh, God, that's funny.
And I was like, oh, my God, they're already, this is going to be them in like 10 years. We're going to be hanging out and be like, hey, tell your mom I want to spend the night tonight.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You remember when you used to do that with your friends? You'd be like, hey,
yeah,
go tell your mom that I want to stay tonight. And your parents would be totally off guard and be like, sure.
Yeah. Well, then on top of it, like, your parents are hanging out with your friend's group of parents. Like, I remember doing drinking with the McCormicks constantly. Like, yeah, all the time. Like, Katie came on our show, which, by the way, if you are interested in Tony's, it's episode 33 if you want to learn more about that. So look up Tony's episode. It was with Drew Vernon. And then we had Katie on our show. Let's see. She's in the 50s. She was episode 54. Milk Donors Are Heroes. She came on to talk about how she donated her breast milk to babies in need. But I've known Katie since I was in kindergarten, I think. Like, we lived down the street from each other. We also had Tom on our show. He was one of our first episodes. Yeah.
Oh, my God, I remember that.
Yes. So, we've had both of them on. So, like, I grew up with them. And so, I remember, like, our parents would get together and, like, we would come up with, okay, we're going to scheme and come up with who's spending the night at whose house. And then we would find a moment when our parents were separated.
Uh-huh.
And then you go and you ask your mom and you're like, hey, can I spend the night over at Katie and Zach's house? And then my mom's like, I don't care. Go ask your dad. And I'm like, sweet. And then I go and I'd ask my dad, hey, mom said she doesn't care. Is it cool if I spend the night at Katie and Zach's house? And he'd be like, I don't care. Fine. You know, like hitting him mm-hmm. against her, you know?
Yep. Oh, my God. And that's going to be us one day. They're going to be.
Oh. I'm hopeful, though, that I'm aware mm-hmm. of what's happening when it's happening.
Me too.
Although I'm sure that, like, depending on how old they are and if they have smartphones, I'm sure that things will change and that
mm-hmm.
who knows? Who knows what's going to happen? But speaking of Katie, she had a birthday party recently for one of her kids, her youngest. And first of all, it was a second birthday. I'm so sad I missed it
because this would have been so great.
It was such a cute theme. It was Oktoberfest, which is hilarious. And so they had
mm-hmm.
milk. It was like a milk party, basically. Like, she had strawberry milk, chocolate milk, white milk, and it was like a milk bar. It was great. I thought it was hilarious. Cute. Yes. Like, because, you know, obviously Oktoberfest is like beer, mm-hmm. but Oktoberfest is for babies who like milk. So. But anyway, I thought that it was a really cute theme. So there was like pretzels and like all the Oktoberfest kind of foods there. And then she had milk instead of, I mean, there was beer for the adults. But anyway, I didn't get to really participate in a whole lot of things at Katie's party because my son, who is, I mentioned earlier about him being interested in girls or whatever, and not having to pee his pants. We're potty training him. So he's getting potty trained and he's been doing really well with it. Right. But like every few days he has like an off day and he doesn't do super great. And while we were there, I'd put him on the potty. I took him upstairs. He was fine. We go upstairs. We're in the playroom playing and he goes into this like princess castle. And I'm sitting right there. I'm watching him. He goes into this princess castle. It had maybe only been 15 minutes since I'd put him on the potty. So, like, he can go, like, 45 minutes without having an accident. He knows, you know. He goes into this princess castle, and then he looks through the windows, and he goes, Mommy, I peed. And I go, what do you mean? Let's go get on the potty. Yeah? And he goes, no, I peed. I peed. And I was like, no, no. And there's like, it's a hardwood floor room, but it's also like the bottom of the princess castle is not the hardwood floor. It's part of the tent. I'm like, oh my God, no. So I like take him out of the tent, going down the stairs. And then I realize he's in underwear, but I don't think that I have a pull-up. I don't think I have underwear. I have nothing. I have nothing with me. Like, which, like, rookie mistake for one. Like, we went there. He was in a pull-up. I went to go change him. And I was like, okay, you got to wear underwear. That's all we got. We got underwear and shorts. This is it. If you have an accident, you have no clothes. So make eye contact with me. Please tell me that you understand that you cannot have an accident. And then we go upstairs. 15 minutes later, he pees in the castle. So, like, this is great. We have nothing. Nothing. So I go downstairs. I put him in the bathroom. I'm like, okay, you take off your pants and your undies. I'm going to go grab the backpack. Not that it matters because we have no clothes. So I go and get the backpack and I make eye contact with Brandon, my husband. And I'm like, hey, he had an accident. I'm pretty sure we have no clothes. And he was like, what? So he follows me, walking behind me to the bathroom. I walk in. My son goes, I pooped in his underwear. In his underwear. I'm like, God, no. 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 I've been gone for 15 seconds. How did you poop in your underwear? I just told you to take off your pants. What happened? So then I'm like, looking through the bag for wipes. And I'm like, oh my God, where are the fucking wipes? Where are the wipes? And Brandon's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, there's no wipes in this bag. He's like, what do you mean there's no wipes? And I was like, I don't know. You tell me, where are they? And he goes, I don't know. I don't know where they're at. And I said, okay, I need you to go and find Jake and ask him for wipes because we have no wipes. And he is pooped in his underwear. And he's like, okay. So then he comes back with wipes. And he's all heat up, all hot because my kid had an accident. Our kid had an accident. It happens. It happens. I'd also like to point out that getting frustrated because your kid has an accident happens. Totally get it.
Yep.
Keep in mind, we're in a public place. I mean, it's at Katie and Jake's house, but I'm like, you cannot be getting mad at our baby for having an accident, like when he's in an unfamiliar environment. Also, like, accidents fucking happen, man. They just happen, you know? So I'm like trying to get him to chill out while also trying to deal with my son who has pooped in his pants. So I'm like, okay, let's start pulling the pants down. And then he like picked his foot up or something and the poop comes flying out of the underwear directly onto their floor.
Oh my God.
So that was a shining moment of our afternoon as well.
I ask, is it like a soft or formed?
I mean, It was somewhere in between. It was okay. In between. Yeah, it was not good. It was not an easy cleanup. So, so I get him all cleaned up. The mess is all cleaned up. Everything's cleaned up, and he's pantsless. He's pantsless. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go put him in the truck. Luckily, they only live like 10, 15 minutes away from our house. So I'm like, I'm going to go home. Grab him some clothes, restock the backpack that we didn't stock before we left to come here, and then I'll come back. And he's like, I'm going to take him home. And I'm like, no, you're not, because you're in a bad mood, and you're going to be forced to be in a good mood at this party. So I'm going to take the kid home, and then we'll come back. So then I take him home, get him changed, pack up the backpack, do all the things that we're supposed to do. And I'm driving back and I'm like, you think 45 minutes is enough time for your daddy to cool off? I sure hope it is. You know, get back to the party, walk in. And I'm like, how's everything going? We've missed like presents. We've missed cake. We've missed food. Like we've missed a very big majority of the party. Right. And I walk in and Brandon goes, well, you left and in the middle of them eating. So they had mac and cheese. But my daughter has this weird obsession with only eating mac and cheese when it's straight from the box. Like, she only likes Kraft mac and cheese, which I don't understand. But not everybody knows that my daughter really only likes Kraft mac and cheese. So Katie puts down, I think Brandon puts the plate down in front of her, and then she looks over at Katie and she goes, "Is this mac and cheese homemade?" Katie goes, "Yeah." Meanwhile, Brandon is behind her shaking his head, "No." "No." And she's like, "I don't like homemade mac and cheese." And Brandon's like, "You're going to eat the mac and cheese. You like mac and cheese. You're going to try the noodles. Don't fight me on this." And then she gets a nosebleed.
This story never gets old. I'm sorry.
She's in the middle of complaining about the mac and cheese, and conveniently, it just has this massive nosebleed at the table. So, like, I guess after that, they were, I guess Brandon was pretty lenient with her about eating dinner. It's like, sure, you just eat whatever you want. You want a cupcake? You can have a cupcake. It's fine. It's fine. So I get back and I'm like, "How was everything?" He goes, "Well, you left and Natalie got a nosebleed." And I was like, "What the hell? Like, we've had pee, we've had poop, we've had a nosebleed. Like, what else do we need?" And I remember telling you about this and you were like, "The only thing that would make this story better is if one of your kids threw up."
It would have come out of almost every orifice of the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. I remember telling my mom that story, and my mom was like, I could tell, and her and I were just on the phone, and she was like crying.
Yeah.
And she was like, "I'm laughing because it's not mine."
Yeah.
She was like, "Poor Taylor and Brandon." She goes, "That sucks so bad." She's like, "Oh, that's so fucking funny."
Yeah, it was something else, man. Like, I think we got home and I was like, immediately, "It's time for bed." Like, mm-hmm. "It's to go to bed now. I'm done." Well, and then my daughter was on fall break last week and it was my mom's birthday. And she watched the kids on Thursday night into Friday because Brandon and I went to the Blues game. And then Friday was her birthday, and so she wanted to spend the day with the kids. So she takes them out to breakfast, and she goes to the carousel house, the butterfly house. She went and did all of this stuff. Keep in mind, did it all by herself. Didn't have my dad there with her. Keepa was like, "I'm not..." He went out for breakfast with them, and then she was like, "You want to go to the butterfly house with us?" And he was like, "I'm not doing that. I'm not going into that mess. Nope. You can go by yourself." Keep in mind, Peepaw's like almost 93 years old. I don't blame him.
He's 93 almost.
Mm-mm, nope. Come for the food and then I'm going home. Like, I would do the same thing. So she does all of this stuff for the kids during the day, deals with Steven having like multiple accidents while they're out. My God. I know. Yeah. And then they go back and my mom is talking about how she's tired of dealing with poop or something like that. "I'm tired of having to wipe butts. I'm tired of having to clean up poop today." And my daughter goes, "You know, you should really build a bridge and get over it."
Where did she learn that at school?
Me. She learned it from me. 100%.
So you gave her the ammo to give to your mother.
I did. I have that saying posted in my classroom somewhere. Like, build a bridge and get over it. I've been saying it for years. Tough tacos. Oh. Time to build a bridge and get over it. Like, it's not like I'm sitting there whenever she's like harping on stuff and I'm like, "Build a bridge and get over it." You know, it's not like I'm being mean when I'm saying it. But if she is having like moments where she just can't get over something, I'm like, "You know, you've talked about this a lot. You know, it might be time that we, you know, build a bridge and get over it." You know, like it's not like I'm saying it to her like in a mean way, but I'm like, "You've been really talking about this. I really think we need to build a bridge. You know, you think we could do that? Build a bridge and get over it?" You know, and then she took it and used it on my mom.
That's amazing.
You need to build a bridge and get over it.
I love that.
Yeah.
What, like, I think I actually saw your mom share that on Facebook.
You did. Yeah. And then I posted on there and I said she may have learned that from me. Yeah. It's only a matter of time before she starts going up to people saying, suck it up, buttercup.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Apparently that's a thing that I do. I have a whole bunch of sayings that I say to kids. Like, suck it up, buttercup. You gotta do it. Sorry. Tough tacos.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's fine. It's just part of her personality.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. We got lots of it over here.
Yeah.
Lots of it.
Yeah. Mm. What did your kids do over fall break?
Let's see. My husband had them Monday and Tuesday. And since I work half days on Tuesdays, we did the pumpkin patch when I got off. And then my mother-in-law picked them up from Wednesday to Saturday, and then I woke up at 4:30 in the morning to go get the kids on Saturday before their soccer game.
Wild.
I know. I was a little hungover. We don't ever go out. Like, I never go out and drink. I thank God the Tesla has self-driving. Even though I had my hands on the steering wheel, it drove me to Illinois. The whole way there, I told my mother-in-law, I just kept saying, don't throw up or fall asleep.
Oh man.
But as soon as I like hit my in-laws like quarter of a mile driveway, because they live on a farm, like I was like, I immediately woke up. And but I think being with the kids, it kind of like jolted me. But then we had soccer and just hung out, and my youngest learned how to ride her tricycle bike finally.
Yeah, that's cute. I saw your video. That was really cute.
Yeah, she was so proud of herself. So proud. It was the cutest thing ever. And now all she does every day, she's like, I want to go ride my bike.
That's awesome.
I know. And tonight, they ask at the most inconvenient times. It's like, I got home at 5:45 to get from work. Yeah, it's raining, and it's like 5:45 when I get home tonight. She didn't even eat dinner. And then I even gave her a second option of dinner. And she still didn't do that. And then it's like 6:30, which is dark, and she's like, I want to go ride my bike. I was like, yeah, I don't think we can do that. And I don't think that's going to be an option. And then she even asked yesterday, as we're like 10 minutes till leaving for soccer. I was like, no.
I don't think that's going to happen.
She was so upset with me, and I was like, you have soccer. Because their soccer game got moved from Saturday to Tuesday. So we had a soccer game last night, and she scored.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. She scored 2 goals, and every time she scores a goal, it's so funny. She has to go to the other team's coach and make them give her a high five. It's that's so hilarious. Funny. Oh, yeah, she slurs. And then she didn't like this girl playing rough. Like, she stomped her feet so many times when she'd get the ball taken from her, and she'd come over to me, and she'd say, Mama, that girl is not being nice, and she didn't tell me sorry. And I was like, babe, that's how soccer is. You gotta figure it out and you go get it back. She took the ball from you. That's, oh well, go get it. At one point, I think I made her sad though. She cried because I was like, she was like trying to hold my hand on the field. I was like, we are not holding hands on the field. You had the ball taken from you. You can go get it back now. I was like, I'm not holding your hands. And she started sobbing. And I was like, if you want to cry, said, I'm sorry you're feeling this way, but if you want to cry, you can go be with daddy over on the side. And then she's like, I need daddy. I felt so bad. But like, because like at the same time, I have to be a coach.
Yeah.
And a parent. So it's like at one point I was holding her on the field while there were like players playing.
Yeah.
So I was like trying to balance that and make it reasonable. But yeah. It was good.
That's good.
Yeah. Your kids had fall break, right? Yes.
Yeah. So my son didn't, but my daughter did. Okay. So they didn't really do anything like special or anything like that. I mean, I guess my daughter went, she got to see her every grandparent last week. My mother-in-law came over. She went to my father-in-law's house on Thursday. And then Thursday night and this Friday, she was with my mom and dad. So she got to see everybody this past week. So that was exciting for her. And then we went to the pumpkin patch and we did all of that stuff. But taking kids to the pumpkin patch is like, it's no joke. It's a lot.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. When we went to the pumpkin patch, you know, the little zip line thing?
Yeah.
My daughter did it for the first time while I was trying to help her with it. Well, the very first time she did it, that was traumatic for me. So she's holding onto the rope. And as we're going down, she lets go of one hand and tries to grab onto me, but grabs a clump of my hair.
Oh, no.
So as she's going down, she's dragging me by my hair with her.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So then she gets off and she's like, I like that. And I was like, Mommy didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, we won't do that again when you hold my hair. Like, I'll go with you, but don't touch my hair. That hurt. And she was like, no. And she started crying. So then she kept refusing to go back on it. Then finally she would go back on it. But yeah, she was like, no, I want to hold your hair. I don't think it was like she was trying to be mean, but it was like she was wanting to hold on to something of me.
Yeah.
I don't think she was registering that it hurt, but oh my God, Luke missed it. I was like, he videotaped everything else. I was like, that would have been a fucking keeper, man. We could have won on funniest home videos.
Yeah. You went to Eagle Fork. Have you ever been to Eagle Fork? It's over in Muskogee.
It's by St. Paul, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. And so we go there and like you can take the hay ride down to where the pumpkins mm-hmm. are all at and you can pick your own pumpkin from their patch. And so my daughter's like running full speed. And I've talked about this before that my daughter's clumsy. There's like vines everywhere. So she's running full speed, trips over a vine and she goes fucking flying through the air. Lands flat on her face, like boom, falls down. She gets up, and I'm like, oh my gosh. She gets, she's like, I'm fine, I'm good, keeps going. We like went all the way to the back of this pumpkin patch to find a good pumpkin to bring home. And meanwhile, yeah. My son and Brandon are walking through the pumpkin patch, and he keeps falling. I was like, we gotta get out of here. Everybody's falling, like, and my son's the actual, like, sturdy one of the family. He doesn't typically fall for anything, and he's falling over vines. My daughter's falling over vines. I'm like, we got to get out of here. We got to go home. It's time to go home.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Yeah. Crazy stuff. Kids do crazy mm-hmm. stuff.
They do all the time. And if your kids do any crazy stuff, we want to hear about it.
Yes. We'd love getting that stuff. Funny stories that they.
Yes. We can share it with everybody. If it's something you want to share and you think it's hilarious or crazy, send us an email, send us an Instagram message, emails at host@motherofallpodcasts.com, Instagram, Mother of All Podcasts, find us on Facebook. Yeah. We would love to hear.
Yeah, and if you've liked this episode, which we hope you did, yes. You can subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. You can subscribe to us on Spotify. Leave us a review. Give us some stars on Spotify. I think even at the end of each episode, there should be a poll question that says, like, what did you think of this episode?
I forgot about those polls.
Yeah, so if you guys see that, tell us what you thought, if you liked it, if you didn't like it, if you'd like to hear something else. We'd love to hear your suggestions or if you like it. So,
happy Sunday.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.